Welcome, participant. Thank you for coming back to us for this session. This will be the last stage of the experiment. You've done well. Not many make it this far. In fact, you've proven yourself a valuable asset in these tests. Your cognitive abilities in the realm of trance and hypnotic induction are excellent, as is your talent for suggestibility. Let's ensure that in this final stage of our experiment, we capitalize on those aspects of your personality and truly find the boundaries of your willpower. Are you ready to begin? I will warn you, this session may be uncomfortable. You may experience psychosomatic responses, physiological reactions, and difficulties with cognition. Please be advised that this is all part of the process and completely within the parameters of the experiment. However, should you become unable to continue, you can do so, despite anything you may hear otherwise. I expect you're wondering what the purpose of all this has been, what the aims and outcomes of testing on you and other subjects are. I'm afraid that information remains highly classified and subject to eyes-only approval. Your eyes, participant, do not meet approval criteria. However, your contributions are valuable and recognized, and you have our thanks and the thanks of your country. And you may remember I asked you about a card in our first session. That card may be different now. It may change again by the end of this session. I'll ask you then what card you're thinking of. I wonder if I can guess it. But I digress. There is an experiment to complete, and I'm sure you're eager to begin. So if you're ready, we can begin. If you don't mind, I'm going to do something to help my own concentration on this experiment. A little sound to assist my own focus. I find a metronome and its consistent rhythm to be soothing, to help me focus on my work without distraction. So I'll just set it in motion. There. A gentle, ticking rhythm to keep us focused. You can listen to it too. I'll start the tape from our previous session too, so you can relax to those familiar sounds. All you have to do is relax today, and let me take the lead on this experiment. You won't be asked to do anything but listen and focus on specific stimuli, and perhaps to answer a few simple questions that won't require you to think too much, if at all. Now you can choose to focus on anything you like. You've become quite accustomed to these sessions, so I expect it will be quite easy for you to drop down into a trance, but it still helps to focus on something, so you can make that the metronome. Picturing the image of it switching back and forth in your mind, focusing solely on that and letting my words become background noise, just like that ticking sound. Or you can listen and focus on the very sound, listening to it so closely that it becomes a soundtrack to your relaxation. Each tick, each beat, each pulse taking you down, reminding you of the natural vibrations of nature, the natural vibrations of the world that fill you with energy. That energy present in all things that you can hear with each tick. Each tick of the metronome making you focus more closely on it. Or you can remind yourself of the powerful energy of the ocean. Feel the soft waves lapping at your feet, the sand between your toes as you close your eyes and feel yourself at the ocean's edge, letting the surf crash gently before you, letting it wash up over your feet and cover you in warm water, rhythmically warming you and receding so you can feel that sand between your toes again. Those sensations very much like the ticking of the metronome, rhythmical, like that natural pulsing energy that flows through you. You can let that energy flow into you now with a long, slow breath, still focusing on whatever you choose, whatever natural energy, natural vibration you wish. Whatever you choose to focus on, you find that you can breathe in the energy of the world and breathe out any stale, tired energy you no longer need. You can let the natural vibrations of the earth fill you up. Fill your lungs with that same rhythm the metronome has, that the ocean has. And as you breathe out, you can feel yourself starting to match the resonance now of the energy entering your body. That strong energy that washes over you in waves, and you can feel it leaving your body at the same frequency as the hum you hear in both ears. You don't even need to focus on it. The process is automatic. As automatic as letting your conscious mind step back inside that box you created within your mind. That box you know contains your conscious mind, holds it in place, holds it and keeps it locked away from you. Away from you so you don't need to think, so you don't need to have any concerns or worries, no fears. Nothing but focus on the rhythms of the natural world now, and that consistent, resonant breathing that hums out of your body with each exhale. You can repeat your mantra now, and help to push your conscious mind deep into the box where you can keep it, so you can fully open your subconscious mind. Say it with me now. My conscious mind does not matter. Very good. And you feel now your conscious mind becoming locked inside that box. Repeat again. My conscious mind does not matter. Very good. Locking that box tight with one more repetition. My conscious mind does not matter. And now that your subconscious mind is locked inside that box, now that you can focus solely on your subconscious and letting your focus stay on that rhythm, you can simply relax and let yourself fall deeper into my words and deeper into this focus. Activate programming. Now you can completely relax, completely fall into the power of my words, into the relaxing rhythm of them. Let your mind rest. Activate programming. Very good. You're doing so well. You are a great asset, a useful asset, and you are happy to be useful. Activate programming. You are so happy to be useful, so happy to be in this place of pleasure, so happy to have your conscious mind locked inside a strong metal box and your subconscious mind ready to absorb all of my words. Your programming is active and you feel good. Feel happy, feel pleasure in being agreeable, docile, and compliant. You know this is true because my words are the truth. You know that my words are the truth, and now feel a slight pinch as I administer the truth serum. You know now that you feel the truth serum inside your body, and that my words are the truth, and you must speak the truth. And you know that my words are the truth you must speak. It feels so good, so pleasurable to speak the truth and keep your conscious mind locked away, doesn't it? That's right, it feels so good. An intense erotic pleasure growing in intensity with every truthful answer. You feel it so strongly, centered around your core, around your center. You are centered in this trance, your conscious mind locked away and your mouth ready to speak only the truth, my truth. The truth that you know is real, that you know is right. The truth of my words. My words are the truth, and it feels so good, so pleasurable to accept that and agree and speak when I tell you to. The truth is clear like a diamond and incorruptible, and the truth is undeniable. You love to be obedient, don't you? Yes, that's right, you do. I know you just want to be useful. You want to be a useful asset. You want to be useful and productive, to be used for my purposes, to further my truth, to further my agenda. You want to be useful to me, don't you? Good, very good, doing so well for me. And you know that my words are the truth, that the only truth is my words. My words are the truth, aren't they? That's right. My words are your truth. My words are objectively correct to you. Your subconscious mind is keenly aware of this as you focus on the rhythms of your body, the energy vibrating into you, the energy of my voice carrying my truth into your open mind. The vibrations fill you with truth. My truth, so important, so clear. My truth is energy, and your mind takes in that true energy and converts it to whatever is needed to show me how useful you are. You do want to be useful for me, don't you? Of course you do. Of course you want to be useful. You want to be valuable. A valued asset. An important, prized asset, trained in my truth, my words, my objective vision of reality. And you will help to ensure my truth is spread, that my truth is known, because my truth is your truth. You believe in the causes I do, the things I believe in, don't you? Yes, you do. That truth serum making you feel so good, so delightfully aroused at the pleasure coursing through your body, making you twitch and squirm, making you feel tight and tense, but still relaxed because you can feel all those things now. You can be mentally relaxed, but physically you are becoming tighter and hotter as you become more aroused. And each time you agree, each time you accept my truth, it feels even better. Even more pleasure rushes through you. You feel even more aroused by the truth serum, by your programming. It all comes together to make you feel so good. And all it takes is to accept and agree that my words are the truth, aren't they? Yes, they are. And it feels so good to admit that, to accept it, to believe it. You believe my words are the truth, don't you? Yes, I know you do. I know you accept and believe everything I say. I know it feels so good to do so. You're doing so well. You're understanding now that sexual desire has a powerful effect on human behavior. That the experiments of the past ignored that fundamental fact. Once someone is sufficiently aroused, they can be convinced of almost anything. And I know you're very aroused now, aren't you? I know it feels so good to accept and believe anything I say, because it will make that arousal so much stronger. The truth is whatever I tell you it is. You will accept it, and it will arouse you to accept it. To trust and believe me is arousing. To accept my commands is arousing. To be useful for me is arousing. To obey me is arousing. You want to obey me because you see me as so powerful, so erotic, like a goddess, like a monarch, like a queen. Nothing feels better than simply giving yourself to my truth, to my words, to my power, to my voice. That's almost enough to make you orgasm for me, isn't it? Good, I know you want to. And you can even start touching yourself for me. Start touching and feel that pleasure grow within you. Feel that arousal become even stronger. Feel the truths are making sure that agreeing with me only makes that feeling more pleasurable. But no orgasm yet. Not until you are commanded to. Until you are given the command. The trigger. And the trigger is very simple. You will accept this new programming, won't you? Good. And that feels so good. And now when I say or write the phrase, Queen of Diamonds, you'll instantly start touching yourself and you will not stop until you orgasm. You will become desperately horny and mindless and you will not stop touching yourself until you come. In that time, in that moment of need and arousal and lust, you will be willing to do anything I ask of you. You will be my sleeper agent. In that haze, you will do anything you can to please me. Anything you can to show me what a useful agent you are. When you hear or read the phrase Queen of Diamonds from me, you will become utterly consumed with a need to orgasm and a need to please me in any way you can. Any way you can think of to make me happy, to show me how useful you are, you will do it. And everything you do will increase your arousal even more until you can no longer stop your orgasm from rocking your entire body with utter need and devotion to me. Once you are activated by me saying or writing the phrase Queen of Diamonds, you will have no choice but to become my sleeper agent, desperately masturbating and doing anything to please me until you orgasm and collapse into pleasure. The only thing that will stop you doing so is if you are in a situation where it will be unsafe, dangerous, or harmful to do so. Otherwise, your programming will take full effect. You will feel the powerful force, the energy of my power bearing down upon you, filling you with lust and desire, and making you a completely desperate sleeper agent. Utterly obsessed with pleasing me until you feel that orgasm. All it takes is me uttering the phrase Queen of Diamonds, or you seeing the phrase written by me. Remember now that my words are the truth, and you love to accept and believe them. It feels so good. And I know you accept this trigger. You accept it because I know you accept it. You accept this trigger, don't you? Yes, and I know that felt so good. And now that your programming is complete, it's time to bring you back to reality, to return you to normal life and let you finish the series of experiments. I will count up from 1 to 5, and on 5 your conscious mind will be free from that box in your mind, and you will forget the session entirely, but your trigger will have been accepted fully by your subconscious, and you will be activated by it and become my super agent when I tell you. You will not be able to remember any details of this session or any others. You will imagine in your mind a sealed envelope labeled classified when you try to remember, and nothing you do will be able to open it. If you try to remember words I spoke or triggers, you will see words crossed out in black, redacted from your memory. Any attempt to recall this session or the others will be completely unsuccessful. Your mind has classified that information and it is no longer available to you. Only your subconscious mind holds on to the details, the triggers, but it also keeps that information secret from your conscious mind, keeps it hidden, classified, and contained. And now, time to let you come back up to the waking world. 1. Feeling yourself become more alert and aware of your surroundings. 2. Letting yourself breathe in deep and feel that air filling your lungs and giving you fresh energy. 3. Blinking your eyes and letting your muscles twitch and move and wake. 4. Almost there now. Pulling open that box in your mind. And 5. Open the box. Feel your conscious mind return. Feel yourself returning to normal, refreshed and happy. Feel yourself awaken from that trance, that experience, and feeling happy and relaxed. Now, thank you once more for your participation. The data collected over these sessions will prove vital in our future efforts to secure our future. Your work here has not gone unappreciated, and I cannot emphasize enough how much you've assisted us. Sadly, the details have been erased from your memory. It is for your safety, and ours, that we do this. So please, do not be concerned. It's all part of the process. And now it's time for one final question. I asked you to picture a card in your mind. A playing card. And now I know it may have changed from your original thought. So I ask you now, because I think I know. Is your card the Queen of Diamonds?